Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the broadcasting lair of Zia Comics in downtown Las Cruces. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. I have an unboxing for you. Before we get there, I have one favor. Please subscribe. Helps us a lot. Pandering over. Look what we got here. The Dark Phoenix Rebirth Marvel Bishojo statue. If you're not familiar with Bishojos, they are the more... I hesitate to say anime-ish, but they are. They're more of the very pretty looking statues. They typically look very similar to anime. So we're going to just pull out old Dark Phoenix here. Not familiar with Dark Phoenix, they did one of the X-Men movies with Dark Phoenix. It's Jean Grey. The story is not making noise here. Okay, Dark Phoenix is actually Jean Grey. She the X-Men were out in space. Something happened to the Blackbird, their spaceshipy, and she was using her telekinesis powers to try to save them. And you know, it was getting to the point where she was at, on her last breath. She was about to go out, and mentally, she projected a help me message, and you know, she's such a strong telekinetic that it got picked up by the Phoenix Force. The X-Men have in recent times keep going back to the well and reusing the Phoenix Force, even with Avengers versus X-Men. They keep bringing it back. It is, I guess, the sum of all life or something. Anyway, it's very, very powerful. I mean, it's kind of hard to stop. If you have the Phoenix Force, you're going to do pretty much what you want, when you want, how you want. Okay, the Bishojo statues are the PVC material, not like Sideshow or Iron Studios. They're more plastic, if you can hear that. This base... pretty hefty. It's got some heft to it. Really, really nice. See if I can hold it in the light. You can get some of the different color variation there of the Phoenix Force, which is kind of fiery looking. And the shape of Phoenix, you catch the head there in the center. The actual body piece is not very heavy. It's really, really light. And you know, we got the flyaway hair, we got the ribbons, and you can see how flexible it is with that PVC type material. And you can look at, you know, here's what I'm talking about with the anime style, with the kind of the bigger eyes. They make it very pretty looking. You know, there's not a lot of rough edges. You're not going to see. It's a lot of soft, smooth, very nice. I mean, they are a style of their own. These also don't typically have a lot of pegs. This one, the bottom of the feet have two slits in them, which are going to, you can't really tell very well in here, but there are two tabs on the base that we are going to line the feet up with. And you know, the base by itself, with nothing to counterbalance it, man, it's not going to stay up. So it's going to use the figure to counterbalance. That's why she's leaning so far forward. And she fell flat on her face right there. Let's just get her lined up. There we go. And with her on there, voila! It's balanced just right. It's such a... if you like Bishojos, and they have a full line of the Kotobukiya Bishojos for just about every character, for the price. I mean, they're very affordable. You don't have to worry about, like, with the higher end stuff, you know, XM Studios or Sideshow, Iron Studios. With the Polystone, it'll if you fall or just mistreat it just a little bit, man, it has a tendency to crack or break. Anybody who has an extensive collection of Polystone statues, you can pretty much bet they also have an extensive collection of crazy glue, because the pieces fall, especially tiny pieces like the fingers. I mean, look at the tiny fingers here. You know, if that was Polystone, one of those cracks off, the whole statue's ruined if you can't glue it back in. And even if you do glue it back in, it drops the price. These, you can, I mean, they're pretty durable. They're not going to break. They're good plastic, but they're still high quality, get a lot of good detail on these. So, oh, man. Just, yeah, there you have it, man. The Dark Phoenix Cotobukiya Marvel Bishoujo. It is just, it's amazing. It's very, very nice. And I recommend it for the price. Any of the Cotobukiyas, the detail and the quality is just, for the price, you can't beat it, man. That's your best bang for the buck in my eyes. So there you got it. Look at that. So much detail. I keep turning and seeing more and more things. It's pretty good. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. So, recommend the Marvel Bishoujo Dark Phoenix Bishoujo. That's such a weird name. Bishoujo. Recommend it, man. If you're just getting into collecting, this is a good one to start with. Or if you have kids or even cats. Cats love to knock things off of shelves. I think this one could probably take a spill from 3 or 4 feet, and it's not really going to hurt it. So there you go. That's the unboxing, man. If you like that unboxing, you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. Subscribe down below. It don't cost you a thing. And while you're at it, you can hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.